This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
To Willard and Dibs.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show. So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
If we had known at that moment what Herm was saying, that if he was talking about the next big damn thing.
Dude, Jaden Daniels.
You're talking to Jaden Daniels.
Just some drafty. Just some quarterback who was trying to FaceTime him.
What if he was like, actually, guys, I was just on the other line with Debo's next quarterback.
Right. I mean, or, you know, I was on the phone with Patrick Mahomes. We would have been like, wait, what? Because right now, Jaden Daniels, if you wanted to do your quarterback rankings right now, recency bias and all the rest of it, he's not only top 10, he's top 7. And
oh, he's top 5.
Exactly.
No
he
doubt.
Might even be top 5.
No doubt. I mean, I don't know if you're talking at all about the fantasy perspective, but Jaden Daniels
might be
top 2.
Well, yeah.
When it comes to that, maybe certainly top 3. Anyway, Dubs are in Brooklyn here in a little bit over an hour. Warriors Live is 25 minutes away. We invite you for an entire evening of Warrior basketball, and there's going to be a lot of Niners next week as free agency and the legal tampering period and all of that gets started on Monday. And so we expect things to start moving and shaking. I do not expect a Brock Purdy deal as early as maybe I originally thought, but we'll see. I don't know exactly the way that thing is all going to go. I do think this, and this is something we wanted to play with a little bit with regard to our conversation with Steve Kerr yesterday, because I said this earlier today. If you're really a good basketball team that's actually, like, ready to ride, it's not the Knicks game where you go look impressive. It's this one. And here's what I mean by that. You win at the Knicks, and it gets everybody's attention. It's exciting. Therefore, it's also easy to get up for. Maybe we should have thought of this when we were talking about, oh, back end of a back-to-back, that one's going to be hard. Right. But the adrenaline takes over. Steve Kerr told us Madison Square Garden still got that thing, right? Spike Lee's there. It's getting everybody going. Steph Curry performs the way he does. The Warriors have a really nice second half. They win the game over the Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns is out. The Knicks are actually struggling a little bit. All that stuff. But to me, if the Warriors are really ready to ride, this is the one where I want them to look good. Because it's the end of the road trip. It's not the Knicks. It's the Nets, and it's easy for you to go, oh, we're a double-digit favorite in this one, and the Nets can be pesky. They've already beaten the Warriors once this year.
Right.
And inside Chase Center, and it was back when the Warriors were playing really well, actually. So this one's pesky and scary to me, and this is the one where I want the Warriors to show, nope, they're total pros, they are minding their business, And they are going to be a consistent winner in the second half of the year.
This one shows you how buttoned up you are.
Yes.
Because you have everybody except Kuminga. And yes, it's the end of a road trip where you have played 5 games. But it's not a back-to-back, and there was no travel involved. So this isn't one of those where you go from Dallas to Houston and you have to play a game 22 hours later, and it's a really difficult spot, which they actually won that game against Houston. But this is a classic stay-and-play where you got to New York, you had the adrenaline of Madison Square Garden, you went out there and didn't play great in the first half, but then shook off the cobwebs and came out and beat the Knicks. Then you went and had a birthday party for one of your beloved teammates who turned 35. Shout out Draymond Green. And you could party all through the night and into the morning, and you had an off day. We talked to the head coach. There were no OTAs, no organized team activities. All they had to do was go to your hotel, sleep, play video games, Netflix and chill, whatever you want to do, and then you had all day today to get ready and play basketball. Right. So this is a classic no-excuses game. You're better than Brooklyn. You didn't have to travel. So miss me with the whole, like, oh, you know, end of a road trip, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it is the end of a road trip, but you had no travel, you had an off day, and now you play against a team that's not as good as you.
Oh, I'm with
handle
you.
Your business.
Yeah,
dude.
No, but that's what I like. That's what I'm focused
yes.
on. I agree with you. It's not a building of excuses, but to me, if the Warriors play well tonight, it says a little bit more than maybe people will think. Like, I agree with you, but at the same time, if the Warriors go out and play well tonight, they do win this one by double digits or even by 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever, I don't really care. I didn't learn anything on this one. I'm staying away from it. But if they do that, then I'm going to come away and be like, okay, that means something. Because as you said, it does mean you're buttoned up.
Yep.
And Steve told us yesterday that they are.
I don't think we qualify for that team right now, given where we are. We would qualify for that if we were, rolling along. If this were 6-7 years ago, I would definitely be concerned about a letdown in a game like this. But where we are, 20 games left, last game of the trip, a lot of tough games coming up. You know, in sixth, but only a couple games out of 10th. You know, we're not in a position to let our guard down and our guys know that, so we'll be ready to roll.
Okay, and by the way, not only do I, A, have no reason not to buy what he's saying, I do think there's some evidence of it already with the Warriors, and we've complimented them for this over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Like, I mean, for lack of a better way to say it, it does appear at times in these last few weeks that the Warriors are playing harder and want it more than their opponent. It really does. The game in Houston is the one that stands out to me, where right before the All-Star break, half the league sat their players, and even the Rockets themselves were like, we'll play our guys, but for like half the game.
Yep.
It's almost like they played it like an NFL preseason game almost. And the Warriors, with about, whatever, 5 hours sleep from Dallas the night before, came out with all their guys. And Steph Curry was injured the night before the game at MSG. And they had to test him in pregame warmups. And what did he do? He played, and played very well, and did the night-night, and all that stuff. Like, the Warriors, they are acting out what Steve just said.
Which they have to do,
yes.
Because they don't want to be in the play-in, and they understand that we're in the spot in the schedule, 62 down, 20 to go. You've got to go out there and handle your business. And I know the idea of getting the 4 or the 5 is probably far-fetched, and it might be out of reach, but if you look at it right now, you are closer to the 10 than you are to the 5, and you are the 6 seed. You're 3 back of the 5, and you're 2.5 up on the 10, so there's footsteps behind you.
Mathematically true, emotionally untrue, in my opinion.
Agreed, but if you're the Warriors, you understand the reality of the math.
Yes,
like,
but the 10 seed has no players. The 10 seed's best player is Klay Thompson. Love ya. You are not, like, his dad went on the air in L.A. today and said, I am predicting the Mavericks to lose 10 games in a row. They're that bad. He said his son is stuck in purgatory. Direct quote. So, I don't, like, the Warriors are not in danger from the Dallas Mavericks.
You're right, but the idea of where you are and, you know, Minnesota is still real. The Clippers legit. The Kings, I don't think, are much of a threat, but you're only a game and a half up on the Kings.
Although playing oddly well since Sabonis left.
Right.
Sabonis got hurt, and the Kings played really well, and they put the fear of everything into Denver last night. Denver came back. They won. But yeah, Sacramento looks still viable on certain nights.
Of course. Yeah. And if you're the Warriors, and last year you won 46 games, and you were the 10 seed, Now, this year, 46 games probably gets you better than the 10, but I think you have your eyes on 48. If you get to 48 wins, you're going to be at least a 6, and that would mean you go 14-6 the rest of the way. And when you start to look at the final 20 games and you want to chalk 14 wins, tonight is one of them. You're better than Brooklyn. You are rested. You didn't have to travel, and you're almost completely healthy other than Kuminga. So tonight, it's one of those classic no-excuse games. And didn't you mention earlier that the spread is 10.5?
It's big, yes. Yes. Here, I'll get you the...
I want to make sure that you said that on the air, because sometimes I get confused. Like, you and I will talk.
Did we say that outside that on the restroom?
Right. Yeah. Was it in the break? Was it in the green room?
It was 10 on the air? Yeah, it definitely was 10.5. Let me... Let me get the up-to-the-minute thing on that. But yeah, it was 10.5.
It's not that important, but...
No, it's always very important.
I know it is, but the bigger point is these are the games
It's up to 11.
Okay. Yeah. These are the games where you can't have a hiccup. Like the Utah loss when the trade actually went down, that's one where you go, you can't lose that game to Utah. Well, since then, you almost haven't lost at all. So that loss to Utah was unfortunate, but you've made it so it's mostly irrelevant because you've been on such a heater.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is about to get juicy. You know, for all of the talk, like I think that this comes in waves when people go, the Warriors have the easiest schedule in the NBA. True. But that's an evolving stat, because then once you get through a road trip where you're playing a bunch of bad teams, well, now maybe you don't have the easiest schedule the rest of the way. You certainly don't over the next week and a half. I mean, I don't know how many of you all look ahead to see what's coming, but they're going to play in Brooklyn tonight, and if they presumably go out there and win that game and make their record 35-28, take a little gander at the homestand, and it's pretty sexy in ways that maybe you didn't realize. Detroit is coming on Saturday. That's now a very good basketball team.
They have a better record than the Warriors do.
Yes.
Detroit. The Pistons.
Portland is coming Monday night. Don't glaze your eyes over the Portland Blazers. You're better than them. You should win, but take a look at who they've been over the last month of the season, and you realize that's a very viable team, and if you're not paying attention, they're going to get you now. You gotta watch out, okay?
They've been much better. You're right.
Yes, Sacramento on Thursday. We all know what that dynamic is like, and then you've got three games in four nights starting next weekend. Knicks, Nuggets, Bucks.
Pow, pow, pow.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
So you get, yes, you got to be ready, because I do think there are, like, if we're real, this is not a 6-0 homestand that's coming up.
No.
Probably not.
Honestly, I'm 4-2. If I gave you 4-2 right now, would you take it? Or are we in the mode now where we're going to shake our head at 4-2?
No, but I'd probably take it just because 4-2 is good. You know what I mean?
And like that's, if you were asking for win two of every three.
Yeah, win two of every three, even when you're at home, then yes. Yes, I'll take it, because then you hit the road again for a bunch of Jimmy junk. You're going to get more Jimmy junk on the road there when you leave again. So, yeah, I think I would.
Well,
I think I would.
If I give you a 4-2 homestand and a win tonight, then you'd be 39-30.
Let's ride.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, 39-30, you're at least in the six,
and
still.
You'd have 13 games left, and you'd be at 39 wins. Yeah, I think that that's more than acceptable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't want to go too deep with the schedule game, but you're right about the upcoming homestand, because Detroit, better record than you right now by a half a game. You have the same number of losses. But the Portland one is really interesting, because they were 13-28 at the halfway point, and since then they've won 15 of 22.
Yeah.
They've gone 15-7.
Dude, they can play.
Yes, and they can play, and they're like beating a lot of teams on the road and at home, and Portland is not the same laughingstock that they were earlier in the year.
Yeah. I mean, they're still a take care of business type of team when they're in your gym.
Right.
Like, they went to Boston last night, and Tatum didn't even play, and Boston still handled them pretty much with ease. Peyton Pritchard scored like 1,000 points or something in that game. I don't know if you saw that. Did he hit 10 threes? Did he hit the Grandy now is flashing
his 41 though.
41 points, right? 10 threes? Good Lord. Bet his under tonight.
Add him to the list.
No, bet his under. Because that's the kind of game that makes his over-under get totally inflated.
Locked for sixth man of the year right there.
Is he?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Oh, yeah.
Locked?
Actually, he had 43 points, 10 for 16 from deep.
Good Lord.
Also, 10 rebounds and 5 assists.
And but be careful. Boston's sitting like everybody tonight. Boston is sitting everybody tonight. Tatum is questionable, but there's no Brown, there's no Kristaps, there's no a bunch of guys. Bunch of guys are all sitting out. But anyway.
So Peyton Pritchard with more games with 10 or more threes than Reggie Miller.
Reggie's never had one?
Never.
Yeah.
Ray Allen has one.
Yeah.
And again, this goes back to yesterday's conversation about Steph Curry and changing the game. The game has changed so much that Peyton Pritchard, good player, I'm being told, possible sixth man of the year.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's averaging like 14 or 15 a night. He's a good player.
10 threes.
10.
Right, 10 right. threes. Ray right. Allen did it once. Reggie Miller never did it. So nowadays, anybody, and no disrespect to double P's, but you know, you have the ability to go out there and shoot so many threes that you can hit 10. You can get hot.
Pritchard currently minus 220 on the sixth man of the year.
Odds. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a...
So bet 220 to win 100.
That sounds like a lock. Who else are even the candidates?
Malik Beasley of the Pistons, plus 250. Then you get into the plus, like, 1,000 range.
Who is the Warriors' sixth man? Exactly.
He's been absent the last 2 months.
Is it Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you would say? Yeah, I mean, that's probably, although there's still... It's funny that that all died down about, like, is he going to start when he comes back? Like, that just went away completely. If you believe NBA Rumorville... Tonight is the last night without Jonathan.
Yeah.
If you believe the NBA rumor mill, Shams was on this, and he's pointing to Detroit Saturday night for Jonathan Kuminga's return. That whole conversation got quiet real fast.
Yeah, super quiet. And if you're the Warriors and you look at tonight in Brooklyn, and that game will get over at about 11 o'clock New York time, and so... It's a long flight home, no doubt. And tomorrow, you're not gonna practice tomorrow. You're not gonna scrimmage, and then you get ready for a game on Saturday. So they've already made the decision, I would imagine, about Kuminga internally.
I would think
they know. And if it's not Saturday, I would bet that it's Monday against Portland. It's gonna be one of those two. Maybe you just wait and see how much swelling he gets on the flight home, because you know how those airplanes can get you. If you have a little inflammation, yeah. It'll get you in the air now.
I know what that would be.
It'd be an inflammation sensation.
Yes, it would. Okay.
No doubt.
So, by the way, this is interesting.
Ka-ching!
This just popped up on the screen. I want to know what you would do with this, okay? I don't know if you're...
I saw you smiling. I wasn't sure why.
You know, are you an analytics person or not? And, you know, like, are you a Farhan person or not? Like, there's two, right, two kinds of people in this world, right? Analytics have to be at least part of what you think about in sports, at least if you're running teams, they certainly do. Remember when you asked me yesterday whether or not I would take the over or the under
yep.
on 4.5 playoff wins for the Warriors? And I said I would still take the under, which emotionally is a little bit of a surprising answer, right?
It's a shocker.
Right, except for I didn't think it was that shocking. Because it's like in this moment, we can be totally, you can be excited about what the Warriors are doing. But as we sit here today, you're the sixth seed and you're headed for Denver. You're headed for Denver. Round one. That's where you're going.
That's scary.
That's terrifying. And I would argue you are unlikely to win the series. I'm not saying you can't, but unlikely.
Are they allowed to?
They're allowed to.
Okay.
Would you like to know the up-to-the-minute analytics on the Warriors making the second round?
Let's okay? do this.
Because ESPN just flashed it on the screen. And this is their percentage chance that the Warriors will just make the conference semifinals. So this isn't even really the number 4.5. This is just the number 4. Can you win 4 playoff games and move to the second round? Most Warrior fans right now, oh yeah, come on. Ah, tap, bip, bop, 9-1, Jimmy Butler, here we go. 36.9.
Okay. That's pretty good odds.
It's good odds, but it's well less than 50.
It's about 2-5. It's between 1-3 and 2-5.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's between the two.
Right. Like it is significantly less than 50-50. The Warriors remain in this moment a very clear first round underdog. And,
right.
And I
right.
know emotionally it does not feel that way. But it is that way. It is that way, at least right now. Now you said a few minutes ago, four of the five seeds still kind of far-fetched. I don't think the five seed is far-fetched at all. I mean, they've picked up 3 games on the Rockets in the last 10 games. They can do it in the next 10 games.
Yep.
Or the 10 games after that. Like, the Rockets are not playing very
well
right now.
They've picked up 5 games on Memphis the last 10.
Memphis is hosed.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Free falling.
Yeah. That's
my guru voice.
Well, I mean, Jaren's out. You weren't playing well to begin with. And now Jaren Jackson's out, probably the majority of the rest of the regular season.
Yeah.
So I watched them last night host Oklahoma City. They are not a threat.
You're 4 back of Memphis with 20 to go. So you would need to, play. If you go 14-6, you would need them to go 10-10. And yeah, that might be the way that goes. Now, Denver, the Lakers, and OKC, I do think that they're a little bit out of reach.
Yeah,
You're 6 back of each with 20 to go. That becomes tall cotton to try to climb all the way up there. But,
agreed.
You mentioned Memphis with their injuries, and Houston's really kind of come back to earth. So is it possible that you get to the 5? Well, yeah. And then I wonder what those cute little ESPN odds would be. If you're the 5, I don't care who the 4 is, you're favored to win that series.
Well, let's see. Probably, unless it's Minnesota. Even then, you'd probably be
favored.
If you're
the 5 and Minnesota's the 4?
No, if you're the 4 and they're the 5.
Either way. I guess. I do think you're favored either way.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. Minnesota scares me a little bit. Because they're starting to play well, and that's the team I was looking at all year being like, dude, you should be so much better than you are. But now they're also getting healthy. DiVincenzo changes that team, man.
No, I love
him. He changes that team.
He's great.
Yeah.
DDV, restaurant quality.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
And Gobert is coming back, and
they're Gobert.
Not, well, I mean, it's a piece. I mean, he does affect the game.
He does.
He's not a great player, but he affects the game.
He does.
He's a monstrous human being.
He's going to get choked out if they face them in the playoffs.
All right.
He'll get choked out again.
I mean,
Gobert.
I'd sign up. That would be, for me, moving past like the Laker and Nugget thing, which seems like those are the matchups nobody wants for the Warriors. Yeah, Minnesota, man, that would be fun. That'd be a fun first-round matchup. I'd sign up for that right now. If that's the 4-5 matchup.
In terms of like entertainment value, you might be right. I still would love to see him take on Houston because Houston at their best is a very good defensive team. And so I think stylistically that would be a good matchup.
I think, if you're looking at their chances of winning it, yes, Houston or Memphis, that's who you would love to see. if you're the Warriors, which may well be. I mean, that's the beauty of either getting to the four or the five, is if Memphis or Houston plays well the rest of the way, that's who you'd get, is one of those. And I would completely favor the Warriors to beat either of those. That's the one area where I don't agree with the ESPN analytics. They said 36.9%. Can't argue with that, whatever that's math. But they said it's the sixth highest odds in the West. The Warriors are not the sixth best team in the West. They're higher than that.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Agreed. I wonder how they came to that.
Well, because Memphis is four games ahead of them right now. Like, someone else is going to get home court advantage, I think is what they're saying.
I guess. And Memphis and Houston, if they're the 4-5, they both would probably be at 50%. So based on just that, if it's 50-50, if it's a coin toss, and OKC, the Lakers, and the Nuggets would be higher because those are the three best teams, I guess that's where you come to the Warriors being the six.
All right, here we go. The Warriors are in the Big Apple for another one. We're sponsored by Safeway, and with Willard and Dibbs, Warriors Live is next.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.